Welcome to the first of hopefully many podcasts with one of Tivoli's leading business partners in the area of business service management, named Generation E. And we hope that this podcast series will help showcase some of the excellent background, experience, and success that our business partner Generation E has had developing and deploying business service management solutions based on the Tivoli portfolio of products and solutions. Today with me, I have one of our leading subject matter experts with Generation E, named Tom Cahill from Europe, Ireland specifically, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Who leads up Generation E's practice and growth into Ireland and Europe. So today I'd like to introduce Tom Cahill, and we'll be talking about Generation E's business service management strategy and success. So Tom, if you could just briefly share what your role is at Generation E.
Sure. Thanks, Doug. I came on board with Generation E 12 months ago to build out Generation E's presence in Europe, predominantly Middle East and Africa, as a coverage area. What we've done for the last 12 months is establish a very solid base here, and looking forward to 2009, where we grow future business and future revenue through our partnership with Tivoli and business service management going forward.
Great. Sounds like you've got a solid foundation underway for 2009 and growing that part of the world. Could you tell me and talk a little bit about what Generation E's definition of business service management is?
Predominantly, it's all centered around, you know, in a nutshell, to sort of bring it down to sort of grassroots level, it's about the business being able to interpret the volume of alarms in a more business fashion, rather than them looking at component-based faults, which are not necessarily indicative of service outages, but rather a holistic view where they can see what actual services are driving across their network and how they're affected by particular outage, component-based outages on the network. It allows them to have a sort of a focus-driven, proactive methodology such that they can basically ensure service delivery. That would be my take on it.
Does business service management, as Generation E sees it, something that's only there to benefit operations or management or executives or the business or all of the above?
All of the above, and I would even include in that it's also got a customer business benefit, i.e., you know, you can, using business service management tools, particularly TBSM, you can allow your customers to see, if you're brave enough, the service that you're providing to them.
Right, absolutely, and that's the true measure of trust and transparency when we open up those doors to let them see the quality of service that's being delivered.
Absolutely. And you know, companies who are brave enough to do such a thing, they certainly enable themselves to stand out amongst their competition, providing this value-add service.
Absolutely.
But it is transparent.
Absolutely. What types of barriers to entry does Generation E see with clients' abilities, capabilities to successfully implement a BSM strategy or solution?
The biggest hurdle that I see, I continuously see, is their ability to, componentize, if that's the right word, you know, rather than looking at service management as, ooh, this is a big, huge thing where we have to do everything at the same time, is bring it back a bit. You know, step back and identify, you know, start off with maybe 3 to 5 key core services that you're providing. start, do your analysis on that, and, you know, work from there. Once you have 3 to 5 of them pretty good under your belt and working quite well the way you want it, then add to that. You know, don't look at doing a big bang approach, because ultimately you're not going to get there. Start small and build on it. That would be my advice. The barrier would be that too many organizations try to do big bang.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't boil the ocean with business service management. How does Generation E's approach towards business service management and the success that you've had differ from other Tivoli business partners?
Well, what I have seen, we've Generation E have got a clearly defined methodology for how we deliver, you know, end to end. You know, we look at a bigger picture when we're deploying a project. Even if today it's just event management, we look at it from a long term strategy where the end game, end goal for the customer is to do the business service management on top of it. And we've developed a roadmap which enables and sort of, you know, handholds the customer down the path of business service management if they choose to go down that route. But certainly from our perspective, we identified early on in the life cycle that this is where they would potentially want to get, and all our deployments are centered around that sort of end goal in mind.
Great.
And that's the biggest differentiator that I see.
Great. It's very important to have those structured strategies and roadmaps towards attacking, you know, the complex business services in most companies. As Tivoli's only AAA accredited business partner in TBSM worldwide, what unique opportunities has this presented you with?
It certainly gives us immense credibility in the marketplace, whereby we have taken the time and effort to put in place a structure and a methodology for business service management. We recognize for a lot of organizations, for a lot of companies, that this is the ultimate end game. This is the nirvana of where everybody actually wants to get to. You know, the days of operation staff crawling through screen after screen of events and then referencing material to try and find out, well, is the service effect? Them days are gone. You know, an operations team can't work like that anymore. We really have to sort of look at the business with regards to the services that we're providing to our customers. And Generation E have been able to utilize the framework and the tools and the methodology to help customers achieve that.
Great. How does Generation E see the worldwide business service management market opportunity and client interest?
The interest level that's coming across, it is difficult to gauge, but you know, initially, I think a lot of customers are scared of it. I think they don't exactly know where to start. They have an understanding of what business service management is, but I think it scares the pants off them, to be completely honest. That's my opinion on it. And I think the more customers that sort of step up to the mark and say, okay, well, let's investigate this. Let's see what tools are out there. What can we utilize? How difficult is it really to do a service model?
Absolutely. My opinion has always been that our European clients, or Europe in general, are more mature in their IT processes and procedures, you know, quote, ITIL, and the overall service management strategies and organizational structures that they adopt. Has this positioned them to be more successful with business service management than the United States?
You would lend to think that is actually the case, but on the ground, the rollout of business service management is not as advanced as you would think it would be. Certainly from an ITIL framework perspective, you know, there's a lot of, over the last, I suppose, eight to 10 years, there's been a lot of work with regards to getting ITIL in place, getting everybody trained up, understanding ITIL, and you know, driving that side of the business to make sure that ITIL compliancy or utilizing the ITIL framework to deliver their services. But they really need to get to the next step where they, you know, a lot of customers are doing the fault management, they're doing performance management, they're doing all of that. So they really need to step up and do more business service management on top of it. Yes, certainly, I believe that the groundwork and the foundations are there, that they can quite easily get to business service management because of the ITIL foundations that are there. They just really haven't done it yet.
So we can agree that it doesn't hurt them, but is there an absolute must or mandatory tool or concept like incident management or problem management or a certain type of monitoring that has to be in place before a client should consider BSM, or can BSM be something that's attacked in parallel to those other initiatives?
I think they go hand in hand. You cannot put in an incident management system, for example, without thinking about business service management as an end goal. Conversely, you couldn't put in a business service management without some underlying feeds into it, which allows you to build better intelligence from the output of it.
Right, I agree. Is business service management, and specifically with the Tivoli portfolio, something that requires a business partner or other subject matter experts or consultants to help clients ultimately be more successful than if they were to start on their own?
Certainly, a business partner who is business service management, with a business service management focus, they're certainly going to be able to help the customer to achieve what they really want to deliver. I don't think it's an absolute requirement, but certainly to get to the end goal, you will get there quicker with a partner who has done it numerous times before and who are well versed in the challenges of business service management.
Yeah, we certainly make our software challenging to use at times, and those with that experience in the back pocket, in my experience has been, can certainly plow through those areas easier, and getting to that time to value or shrinking that time to value is certainly possible that way.
Yes.
What top three key takeaways for business service management success can you offer to our listeners today?
Things that I would say would be, it's not as complex as it would seem. Two would be certainly to do analysis around what you currently have and how that relates to the services that you're providing. You know, I would say 90 to 95% of the work that you're going to do on business service management will actually be the analysis of what you've got and how it relates to the services. Number three, engage with a partner who's got years of proven field experience delivering business service management solutions.
Those are three very important takeaways, I agree. Tom, is there anything that I should have asked you today but didn't?
No.
Great. That's all the questions I have.